Hi, my name is Lenore Goralik, and I am the creator and editor-in-chief of ROAR, Russian Oppositional Arts Review. We publish every 2 months, and we publish poetry, prose, plays, essays, art, and sound works. We do it in Russian and in English translations. We are all about works that speak against Russia's war in Ukraine, against the human rights violations in contemporary Russia, against Putin's regime, and against the violence that happens now in Russia due to the Putin regime. Among our contributors, there are some of the most famous contemporary Russian artists, writers, poets, and musicians, but also there are those who are yet virtually unknown to the general public. Everybody who contributes their skills, their time, their efforts to ROAR are volunteers, and we are at the same time a very small team and a very large team. We are very small because it's just maybe 10 people who keep the ROAR together. It's me, it's our fantastic editors, it's our team of typesetters. Altogether, we are 10, maybe 12 people, but at the same time, it's more than 150 translators who create our English, French, Italian, and even Japanese versions. And I'm obviously beyond grateful to each and every one of them. We all work for free. We don't have any donors or sponsors. I begin every morning by reading the editorial email, and my job is to bring in and select the works for the next issue of the zine. We receive 90% of our works by email. Everybody can submit their work. It can be sound in any way. It can be art in any format, from video art to documentation of a city art project. It can be poetry, it can be prose, it can be essay, it can be something very innovative. And I have a rule that I never ever Google our authors. Of course, sometimes I know the names, but sometimes I don't. And when we finally publish the issue, I have this amazing pleasure of starting to Google people and to discover that sometimes it's a shame I don't know somebody's name, because that somebody is an amazing writer and have published a lot of fantastic works and I've somehow missed it. But sometimes it's people who write to me. I have never written anything before, but since the beginning of war, I have no other way to deal with my emotions but poetry. And yes, from time to time this poetry is very strong emotionally, but is not yet ready to be published, and from time to time it's even technically absolutely perfect. This is a very difficult part of my work, to separate the texts that are very sincere, very strong, from the mental, from the emotional part, from the emotional point of view, but not exactly the publishing material, and the texts that are sometimes technically perfect, but are not exactly ours, are not exactly sounding the voice of the situation we are trying to express. But I'm doing my best to find the balance between those extreme poles and to find the way to do the thing I believe in, to do the thing for which I have initially created ROAR. That is to create the unison of very different artistic voices that sound together stronger than they sound separately.